You see, a person gives preference to his dunya over akhirat. Then he says, La ilaha illallah. And the malaika answer, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. You see, this kalima will benefit a human being until he mixes it up. He mixes it up. Ulama ikram say the mixing of up, the mixing it up of mixing of it is what? Hi, when he gives preference of dunya over akhirat. Imagine, my beloved brothers, listen carefully, understand carefully, realize carefully. A person comes every day to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam notices, especially at the time of Fajr Salah, before the tasbihat and that is done, he starts running home. Once, twice, thrice. Eventually, Nabi alayhi salam couldn't take it and Nabi alayhi salam asked him, why are you doing this? He says, Wallahu Nabi Allah sallallahu, listen to the effect. That between me and my wife, we only share one piece of cloth. If I don't go after Fajr, she'll have nothing to cover her sitter. So her namaz will become qaza. What poverty, brothers, what poverty. Then he tells, oh Nabi Allah, make dua, Allah gives me rosy. Allah gives me barakat in my wealth. Allah gives me barakat in my rosy, gives me rosy. You know how we always say rosy, rosy. Huh? Khuda ko bhool gaye log, fikre rosy mein. Khyaal risk ka razzaq ka khyaal nahi. Jiski rububiyat, who didn't understand Rab provider correctly, can't understand any other aspect of Allah correctly. Rab is Rab. That provider, sustain and nourish her. The first question in the Kabir is, Mar Rabbukum? Who is our Rab? Ulama say, who's Rab? That one who knows the need of every creation and by his Qudrat alone fulfills that. Huh? So my beloved brothers, what do you say? So this, my beloved, this yakin of Rab has to come into our heart, has to sit into the depth of our heart. Rab, Rab, Rab. Huh, my beloved brothers? We have to get that yakin of Allah. One ulama, our alim, says so beautifully, my brothers. They say, look at Allah's kindness to us. In every salah, man says, Allahu Akbar. And the first thing he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rab. Goes into ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Rab. Rabbana lakal ham, Rab. Subhana Rabbi Al-Ala, Rab. How many times a day he says Rab? Just to remind him that who's Rab? One Greek sheikh said to the effect, if the sky is made out of copper and the earth is made out of lead, so that not one drop of rain falls, nor one blade of grass grows, and after that this thought comes into my mind and my heart, how is Allah going to provide? Then he says, I'm a kafir. Allah says so beautifully, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. How your sustenance descends from the sky, that's got nothing but nothing to do with the things on this earth. How that yakin can come into our heart? Imagine the greatest of mankind, the greatest of mankind after Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba ikram ridwan lajmeen. Who? Sahaba ikram ridwan lajmeen. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, the only human beings on this earth who Allah Pak said, I'm pleased with them and they are pleased with me. Imagine those people. When those Sahaba ikram ridwan lajmeen, in the latter part of Islam, that means in the period of Medina Munawwara, imagine Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran, ayat of the Quran and said so beautifully to the effect, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them they've only entered into Islam, they've not as yet entered into Iman. They've only entered into Islam, they've not as yet entered into Iman. Islam, my beloved brother, is different. Iman is different. Imagine Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. His entire life was worth, my beloved brothers. His entire life. The period of Makkah wa Mukarramah, how did he learn Iman? He say, imagine a boulder on his chest, dragged on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarramah. And as they pulling him and pulling him, there's only one word that is coming from him. Actually, not from his tongue. They said they could bend his hand. They could break his head. They could break his legs. They could damage his body. But one piece that was the ruh, the soul, that was for Allah. The only thing that came out from there is Ahadun, the one Allah. Ahadun, the one Allah. Ahadun, the one Allah. They say the words of Ahad was running in Makkah Mukarramah. It was the tongue on the tongue of every young and old that the woman said to Abu Jahl and those, please do not do this. We are getting mad with the word Ahad, 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 Ahad. Can you imagine what Dawud Bilal radiallahu anhu was giving? Ahad, the one Allah, Ahad, the one Allah, Ahad, the one Allah. Today we're saying job, shop, degree, job, shop, degree, government. Allah forgive us. What is happening to this heart of ours? What is happening to this heart? Ulama see, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. When a person comes into the qabr, khuda ki qasam, there's no question of salah, there's no question of roza, there's no question of hajj, there's no question of zakat, there's no question of anything. The question is first, who was our Rabb? Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, it is said, my beloved brothers, when Usman radiallahu anhu used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to Usman radiallahu anhu, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to Usman radiallahu anhu, or Usman radiallahu anhu used to come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, one time Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali radiallahu anhu were sitting with Usman radiallahu anhu, and suddenly they saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straightening his clothes, lowering his lungi, like we say, the lower garment. So sahaba say, we never noticed this before. Then Usman radiallahu anhu came. He spoke to Usman radiallahu anhu. Then he left. Sahaba said to the Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima radiallahu anhu said, we never ever saw this action. He said, Usman is that person that even the malaika go into extra modesty when Usman is coming. Why shouldn't I be extra modest when Usman is coming? That sahabi Usman radiallahu anhu sits by the side of the qabr, khuda ki qasam. And ulama say he cries so much that his Mubarak beard used to get wet. Somebody asked him, you don't cry so much at the mention of Jannat and Jahannam as you cry at the mention of Qabr. He used to say, this is the first step. Who passes here, passes forever. Who fails here, fails forever. This whole kalima is this. This is the period of Hajj. This whole thing, this clash from birth to death is one only. What is that clash? Huh? Mulk and mal, iman and yaqeen. Mulk and mal, iman and yaqeen. Things, wealth, country, government, as opposed to iman and yaqeen, connection with Allah. Dependence and reliance on Allah. The command of Allah. The life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This clash goes on toward everybody for every second of his life. Intelligent. He say, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. Salat is first 5 times a day. Hajj for the one capable and able, one time in a lifetime. Zakat for one who can give, once a year. We say, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. Roza also for the one who's capable. They say, Iman is first every second of every minute. Every minute of every hour. Every hour of every day. Every day of every life. Iman is first. Iman is first. Iman is first. Ulama say, Iman is on 3 things. How is that heart moving to creation or creator? From dunya to akhirat. And from mal to amal, where is that heart moving? My beloved, where is our hearts moving? They say, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai always say nicely, today when the Muslim has made this dunya his objective, it is like him and a non-Muslim person fighting over a bottle of whiskey. Can Allah's help be with the Muslim? We have to take that out. There's to be nothing of this world left in this heart. No hope, no aspiration, no desire. Somebody say, Allahu Akbar, that man passed away, he left his children a lot. What he left them a lot? Who brings yaqeen onto, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, he said to the effect, who brings yaqeen onto his possession, I'm just expounding, his possession, his profession, his degree, his ownership or this, whatever it is exactly like taking dry grass and putting over a wildfire. What can the outcome be? This yaqeen, my beloved brother, imagine in the Quran, when Khizr alayhi salam was going with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the first thing Khizr alayhi salam made, he made a hole in the boat. The next thing he made, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, a handsome boy, he killed him, who was very friendly. And the third thing, there were people who were absolutely bad to them. In fact, they didn't feed them nothing. But there's a wall that was falling in or caving in. Immediately, Khizr alayhi salam rebuilt the wall. The third incident, ulama ikram say, my beloved brothers, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked him, why did you rebuild that wall? Khizr alayhi salam said, because underneath that was the treasury of the orphans. Allah commanded me to rebuild this wall. Otherwise, these bad people would have taken the treasury of the orphans. Allah says in Quran so beautifully, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Because their parents were pious, Allah looked after the wealth of their... Allah looked after the treasury of the orphans. Maulana Shamim Saab says, 7 generations wealth Allah Ta'ala preserved because of the piety of the parents. Allah has got no relation with his creation. One worldly person died, the richest in his time. Only 2 children. One died in committing suicide and the other one died out of an air crash. The question is, the mystery is, where is the treasury of so and so? Who earns? Who eats? Who makes? Who takes? Take this out of our heart. Huh? We were in America. We came to one masjid near in Des Moines. Met a beautiful person, big size. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? You know, all of us, Allah forgive us, how our eyes are. I'm not talking of anybody, my own eye. The next thing we're going to ask the person, how are you, brother? Does that? How long are you in America? Mashallah. The next question we ask him, what do you do? The first thing that affects us is what? What do you do? What do you do? So he told me he was a flight engineer for Boeing. I said, sure. So you know what goes in our heart also? You can size a man up and down, how much he's worth. Our eyes are like that. That's why one of Allah Farooq Sahib says so beautifully. He says, what sees, the glasses or the eye? What sees, the glasses or the eye? Which one sees? Mullah Farooq Sahib say, not the eye see, not the glass see, it is the heart that sees. So our eyes are like this, our heart is like that, full of dunya. We see the success of a human being in his shop, in his job, in his degree, in his car, in his house, in his wife, affected by beauty, affected by brains, affected by things. Hi, look what they got. So I just finished this. And then I thought, next thing I said, Yeshu, this man must be worth big. And he told me the next thing, I'm so highly qualified, Boeing can't afford me anymore. So now you know what goes in. But how do you earn? How do you earn? Like how Maulana Tariq Jameel Sahib said, a man came and asked, he said, what do you do? I said, give dawah to Allah. He said, no, man, you do something else also. He said, I make salah. He said, who asked you about that? What do you do? He said, I make zikr. He said, nobody asked you about it. What do you do? He said, I make tilawat of Quran. He said, never asked you about it. What do you do? He said, I keep roza. What do you do, brother? What do you do? Are you crazy? Can't you answer my question? What do you do? He said, when I get chance, I hem shoes. He said, darasal ab to mochi hai. Actually, you're a shoemaker. Hi, the man cleaning the street, we understood as a job. The man inviting towards Allah. We frightened, we're getting risk because of him, we forgot that. So my beloved brothers, I asked this person, I didn't ask him, I'm looking at him, and you know, how are you earning now, how are you living? And the next minute he said, you know, I got one handicapped child, because of the grant that we get from him, this is on what we are living. Whose provider, whose giver, whose maker, whose taker, whose doer? Get that yakin in us, that shop is nothing. That job is nothing. That degree is nothing. They are all dead. The time is coming. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. Close to death of the end of the world. When Isa alayhi salam will come onto this earth, they say the Muslims will be the poorest. They say, on what will they live? He says, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The zikr of Allah will make their stomachs full. Huh? Huh, my beloved brothers? Imagine Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was eating. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu kept on eating. He said, I'll come now. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu will eat, but his stomach will never get filled. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, I ate so much, my gum started paining, but my stomach never filled.